All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, unless you've been under a rock for about the past 24 hours, you know that the Philadelphia Eagles have decided to part with head coach Chip Kelly. Now, in nearly three-plus seasons with the Eagles, Kelly had a record of 26-21. Now, he went 10-6 in each of his first two seasons in Philly, and in 2013, the Eagles did win the NFC East, and they lost to the New Orleans Saints in the NFC wildcard game. Now, last year, Philly did go 10-6 once again, but they were unable to win the NFC East or make the playoffs for that matter. And this year, things really got away from him. Now, Kelly had been given full autonomy in Philadelphia by Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie. And the reason why I say that is he was not only the coach, but he was basically the de facto general manager. So he got to pick the players that he wanted. And this guy came in from college. I mean, he had tremendous success in 4 years as a head football coach at the University of Oregon. But Kelly never adjusted to the professional game. And the reason why I say it is this. He simply relied on his system as opposed to players. And like I've said before, you need players to succeed in the National Football League. It cannot solely be about your system as a head coach. You have to learn to make adjustments, and that is something that Kelly never did. And I mean, let's backtrack this for a minute, because when Chip Kelly first became the Eagles head coach and the style of offense that he ran, and you looked at the personnel that he had on offense, you're talking about DeSean Jackson and Jeremy Maclin at wide receiver. You had Michael Vick at quarterback, and you had LeSean McCoy at running back. All of these guys, they had the skill sets to operate smoothly in his system. But of course, after 2013, the Eagles parted with Vick. DeSean Jackson was simply cut. And then after last year, Jeremy Maclin was allowed to leave as a free agent as he went to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs, while LeSean McCoy was traded. And it was a very bitter departure for him this past offseason to the Buffalo Bills. And you get rid of McCoy, you bring in DeMarco Murray, and to me, like a lot of other people, you're basically just playing keep away from the Dallas Cowboys, because DeMarco Murray's running style never fit Chip Kelly's system. And Chip Kelly never went out of his way to adjust his running style, or pardon me, his coaching style rather, to what DeMarco Murray can do. Now, you look at some of the players and some of the unrest in the locker room, and he was beginning to really lose the locker room. And I really, let me rephrase that, because I can't say that Chip Kelly was just beginning to lose the locker room. I think it started a while back when you had the situation with Eagles wide receiver Riley Cooper and using the N-word at a concert a few years ago. And he was never reprimanded by Kelly or the Eagles for that matter. And it's a situation, of course, there are a lot of black players in the National Football League, and the Philadelphia Eagles have a good amount of black players on their team as well. And some of them were very upset about that. And that right there began to cause a divide. Now, I really think in this situation, Chip Kelly's ego got the best of him, because he thought that his system was bigger than anybody else in the National Football League. And the National Football League will be here for a very long time, and guys like Chip Kelly are going to come and go. And when you have an ego like that, because you are expected to be the big man on town, you belong back in college. And I think that's where Chip Kelly belongs. I mean, there are some people are going to say, well, there are going to be other potential openings in the National Football League, and Kelly might want to stick around because he wants his system to work there. Chip Kelly's best spot is college. Now, the one thing about the firing now for Chip Kelly, if he's going to look at a potential college job down the road, he's probably going to have to sit out a year now, because all of the big time head coaching positions in college have been filled. So if you are a head coach in college right now, heading into 2016, you have to be on pins and needles. And the reason why I say that is because Chip Kelly is going to be the number one free agent in the collegiate ranks. But this was a move that Jeffrey Lurie had to make. I'm surprised that he did it now on a Tuesday, as his team is preparing, or late on a Tuesday rather, as his team is preparing for their season finale this Sunday against the New York Giants. I probably would have expected them to do it after the Giant game finished. And at the same time, honestly, I thought Chip Kelly was going to get another year. I thought, if anything, Jeffrey Lurie was going to rein back some of that power that Chip Kelly had and just make him concentrate on being a head coach. But this right here for the Philadelphia Eagles shows that Lurie had enough. And it's a situation right now in Philadelphia where they basically have to start over, because you need a general manager and you also need a head coach. And to me, the Eagles right now don't have a franchise quarterback, because that was another problem with the way that Chip Kelly operated down there, was due to the fact that he never had a quarterback play all 16 games for him in a regular season due to his coaching style, because he ran that same spread offense that he did in college. And he asked a lot of his quarterbacks as far as running with the football. And, you know, quarterbacks typically can't take those hits in the NFL like they do in college, because the defenders are bigger, faster, and stronger. So because of that, right now the Philadelphia Eagles really don't have a franchise quarterback. What are they going to do with DeMarco Murray? What are they going to do with their undersized defense? There's a lot that has to be answered right here for the Philadelphia Eagles. So I think they just wanted to get the offseason going a little bit quicker. But I at the end of the day, I was never a real fan of this hire back in 2013 by Philadelphia, and it's just a matter of them getting this stench off of them right now and trying to go forward. Now, like I said, Philadelphia needs to figure out who's going to be their general manager, and some logical candidates that you might hear their names thrown around is about being a potential next head coach in Philadelphia. You look at New England Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Yes, he did not have a good go around the first time in the NFL as a head coach with the Denver Broncos, but there are some people out there that might be willing to give him a second chance. You also look at Cincinnati Bengals offensive coordinator Hugh Jackson. He was a former Oakland Raiders head coach, and he's an offensive-minded coach, and he will, you know, potentially get himself a shot to once again be a head coach in the National Football League. The Eagles could force the hand of their rival, the New York Giants, with offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo, because there are rumors that McAdoo could be the guy to replace or eventually replace current head coach Tom Coughlin in New York. And maybe the fact that this opening came up and Ben McAdoo's name might be sprinkled around elsewhere in the National Football League could force the Giants' hand either way. You also look at current New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton. And if Payton and the Saints do decide to part ways, would it be a situation where Jeffrey Lurie would be on the phone trying to get Payton to come to the city of brotherly love? And finally, Seattle Seahawks offensive coordinator Darrell Bevell. Now, in the past few years, with the recent success of the Seattle Seahawks, they've seen several coordinators get head coaching jobs in the NFL. You look at Gus Bradley with the Jacksonville Jaguars and Dan Quinn with the Atlanta Falcons. Could Darrell Bevell be the next guy that will get his shot to be a head coach in the NFL? But the bottom line is the Chip Kelly experiment did not work out for he or the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think that Jeffrey Lurie got caught up in the hype because he saw several teams making the dip into the collegiate ranks to find head coaches and have success. And I say that with the Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers in mind. But you have to remember, with former 49ers head coach Jim Harbaugh, he had a previous life in the NFL as a player, and he knew what it took to win in the National Football League. And the same can be said for Pete Carroll, because he was previously a head coach in the NFL, along with being a defensive coordinator with several teams. So he knew what it took to succeed in the National Football League. This is something that Kelly did not know. So if you're really going to go out there and dip into the collegiate ranks to find your next head coach in the NFL, you better make sure that you know what you're doing, and you better make sure that you get your right guy, because a lot of these guys, unfortunately, cannot leave the college game behind. It's totally different. You're dealing with men now and not boys, and you have to treat them as such. And then on top of that, in college, the coach is a guy that's getting the money. Matter of fact, the coach is a guy that's getting all of the money, because the players allegedly aren't getting paid. But once you get to the NFL, the players are getting paid much more than the head coach. So that's something right there that Kelly never checked his ego at the door about. and he's going to have some time to think about it. But it's going to be interesting to see the next move for the Philadelphia Eagles. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from week number 17 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy your new year.